sings.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Yes, it's the Jill Corey Show, brought to you by your National Guard, a great force of citizen soldiers dedicated to the defense of America. On hand to aid and abet are the Norman Parris Trio. My name is Olin Tice, and of course, Miss Jill Corey.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know how I knocked wood, gladly brokenhearted. Worrying is through, I sleep all night, appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights, miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversations with the flying plates. Wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled out fur of Cat and Kerr, fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson and I wish I were in love again. Furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I'll love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. Wish I were in love again. No more care, I'm all there. No despair, but I would rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet and I wish I were in love again.
I Wish I Were in Love Again, a saga on the bumpy road of love, is recounted by Jill Corey.
I don't really think love's as bad as that song makes out. Do you, Olin?
Well, speaking as an old married man, I think I had better refuse to answer that on the grounds that I'll get into a fight with my wife.
Well, if you don't want to talk about love, just what subject does intrigue you?
Take a guess.
The National Guard?
Why, Jill, you're psychic. It is a vital subject, though. And I think it's important to know that the Minutemen who answered Paul Revere's call to arms were actually men of an organized regiment which kept in training with regular drills.
You're so right, Olin. Those men were actually the forerunners of today's National Guard.
And the National Guardsmen of today are still prepared to meet any local or national emergency. When you enlist in the National Guard, you're a member of a proud outfit that offers many opportunities to young men. For instance, if you're between the ages of 17 to 18 and a half, facing military service, you can enlist in your local guard unit and arrange to take 6 months active duty training. Then you return to your local guard unit in your own hometown to complete your military obligation. This is one smart way for a young man to solve his problems about military training. No wonder we say,
you get a good deal in the National Guard.
Stop by your local National Guard armory and get all the facts now. Now let's listen to Jill Corey and a Rodgers and Hart tune from their brilliant Broadway production, Pal Joy, soon to be transferred to the screen. Jill sings, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
He's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately, I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, and bewildered am I. I lost my heart, but what of it? He's cold, I agree.
The year that the talkies came into their own as the immortal Al Jolson starred in The Singing Pooh.
And Walt Disney produced his very first animated cartoon, and it was called Plain Crazy, and it introduced Mickey Mouse to the American public.
It was in 1928, and the most famous musical on Broadway were The New Moon, Whoopi, George White's Candles, Hold Everything, and Blackbirds of 1928.
And not to mention a show called Here's How, which only ran a few weeks, but is remembered because it contained a bright and infectious tune that has remained a standard.
And here it is, all dressed up in a new Norman Parris look. Dig that crazy rhythm. You veterans recognize a good deal when you hear one. And you'll agree you get a good deal when you join the National Guard. You have a head start with all your valuable training and military experience. You're in a leadership position because you can pass your knowledge along to the younger men, help them get their training. Furthermore, your training and experience can earn you extra money and retirement benefits while serving the Guard. It doesn't take much extra time either. What's more, the National Guard is a man's outfit, playing an important part in America's defense plans. You'll get real pride and pleasure out of training with your friends and neighbors in your local Guard unit, knowing that you're playing an important role in your community and for your country. If you're a veteran, stop by your local National Guard armory. See how well you can fit into the National Guard. Well, now, what song have you got for us, Jill?
Well, I became so fascinated just a little while ago with the year 1928 that I dipped back into the song lists and came up with another 1928 melody. It was sung to fame by the great Eddie Cantor. Does that give you a hint as to the title?
That wouldn't be Making Whoopee now, would it, Jill?
You're exactly right.
All right, whoop it up then, girl. Norman, intro, please.
Another bright, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest and think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. This is Jill Corey. Thank you so much for listening. I do hope that we've been able to brighten the corner where you are. We're going to see you soon, huh?
The Jill Corey Show with the Norman Parris Trio was written and produced by Bruno Zerato, Jr. This is Olin Tice reminding you that you get a good deal in the National Guard.